Mr. Worrell.
Morning, Commissioner Bowe.
Good morning.
Now, for the feature presentation.
I know.
Okay, the City of Virginia Beach is requesting authorization to install two new channel marker buoys in the Keelings Drain section of the city's eastern branch of the Lynn Haven River Municipal Channel. The proposal is protested by an adjacent oyster ground leaseholder. This is a vicinity map of the area. Note the Lynn Haven Inlet to the north, down here in the Star location. This is the beginning of the eastern branch of the Lynn Haven and also identifies the Keelings Drain section. The northernmost section of this channel. This is a mapping image from the commission's GIS shot. In the orangish yellow, we have existing leases. In the green, we have lease applications. And again, the star denotes the approximate location of the channel. The city applied in August of 2016 to mark deeper areas adjacent to what they believe was the existing municipal channel. The city had been receiving complaints about shoaling in this bend of the channel just on the eastern side. They've been receiving complaints, and their recent survey data, bathymetric data, indicated serious shoaling on the eastern side with deeper water on the western side. The joint permit application that was submitted requested to add new floating markers to mark a different route to utilize the naturally deeper water. So what we have here, Kathy, do you mind turning the lights down just to make it a little bit easier? These yellow boxes were and are the proposed channel markers. The red boxes were the existing channel markers shown on the city's plan. Essentially, you'd be coming, working your way towards the south, coming through these channel markers, bending back to the southwest, and then going back through the existing channel markers. Thank you, Kathy. The Corps and the U.S. Coast Guard approved the request immediately. Given the location of two of these proposed markers in an existing oyster ground lease, staff notified the leaseholder over which two of the markers were proposed. One of the leaseholders, it's in two names, one of the leaseholders, Mr. Donnie Edwards, immediately protested the project as he did not want the markers in his lease. The city, working with staff, immediately eliminated these two markers denoted by the red X's. Okay, these red X's are in the existing lease. Again, this orangish peach color is the existing lease of Mr. Donnie Edwards. These were the two westernmost proposed markers. These were the easternmost markers. These markers were not in a lease, or they are not proposed in Mr. Edwards' lease. They are on unleased bottom. These two that were in proposed in Mr. Edwards' lease were removed. That modified plan was sent back to Mr. Edwards for review. He again protested, and all of this is in your packet, but to summarize his protest, he said the markers would direct mariners over his lease, which would adversely affect his ability to work his ground. He also felt that the city should be maintaining their existing channel. And if they were not going to maintain their existing channel by dredging, they should pull all the markers in the area, any markers in the area, and not attempt to guide mariners in any way. The city responded saying that they thought this was a temporary and responsible measure to guide mariners in the area, and they were not prepared to dredge at this time. They did have a plan. They do have a plan for 2018 dredging. So this is what it would look like approximately. You would have a marker at this location, guiding people, guiding mariners down towards the southernmost markers, which would direct folks through a portion of Mr. Edwards' lease. This is just simply a cross-section of the proposed channel marker, floating channel markers. And staff understands the leaseholder's concerns to a certain degree. as the placement of the two new channel markers will direct mariners to waters overlying a portion of his existing lease. However, in keeping with Chapter 6, the Planning Grounds Chapter of Section 28.2 of the Code, the Commission leases oyster grounds strictly for the propagation of shellfish, and such a lease does not grant the leaseholder any right to restrict the public's right to navigate the waters above the lease. In this proposal, there will be no actual placement of channel markers over the existing lease. Therefore, the city needs no specific approval from the leaseholder, only the Commission's permit to install the channel markers. The public already has the right to navigate in the identified area without the additional markers. Staff feels that the city's effort to temporarily direct mariners in this naturally deep area is reasonable and within the Commission's permitting capabilities. Mr. Edwards can continue to work his lease bottom in this area, provided no hazards to navigation are later identified. But that condition already applies to existing shellfish leases. Ultimately, staff feels that the city's proposal is reasonable and responsible and recommends that the Commission approve the request to install the two floating channel markers as proposed. However, there's an addendum to this packet we added that this morning. It's just behind the summary and recommendation for this particular case. Given the questions regarding the actual channel location, staff did a little bit more investigating and received additional information and reviewed this information even after the evaluation was prepared and sent out to you all last week. It's in the addendum. I'm going to try and go over this a little quickly. It's somewhat complicated. I don't think it changes our ultimate recommendation, but we want to explain what we have learned based on the actual channel location. In 1986, the eastern branch of the Lynn Haven was ultimately permitted. This is the only permit record we have, the only drawing we have of the channel location. As you can see, it's not very detailed. So we reached out to the surveying company that worked on this back in the 80s, the name of Waterway Surveys and Engineering. They still do quite a bit of work in Virginia Beach and in the state. They actually had copies, old Mylar copies, of the channel footprint. They sent those over to us. We looked specifically, or they sent the one over specifically for the Keeling's drain area. That channel footprint location for the proposed dredging, which occurred around 1989, was different than what the city shows as their channel footprint now. The reason that is applicable is because the leaseholder is questioning not only where the city channel is, but should the city be maintaining their existing channel. So what I've attempted to do, and this is the best I can do based on the city's information they've sent and what Waterway Surveying and Engineering sent over, is this is what I showed you earlier. In the yellow denotes the existing channel as the city shows or presents their municipal channel. As you can see, it bends back and forth. What they were proposing to mark would direct people over naturally deeper areas, so it would shortcut a couple of these bends. And it would line up to existing markers they have at this location, denoted by 1B and 2B. Now, according to the information we reviewed based on the permit history, this started all the way back in 1979. It wasn't actually dredged till 10 years later. The actual footprint of the channel follows that blue rectangle from this point here. So this was actually the footprint of the dredged channel 30, 35 years ago. Okay, since then, it's apparent that the city has attempted to follow deeper water, what they call chasing the channel, and these two existing markers right here, 1B and 2B, are not actually in the footprint of the existing channel. But what they are asking to do is mark 1EB and 1A here in a location to guide people through the naturally deeper water. So what we have to be careful in doing is recognizing what the existing permitted channel was from 1979, dredged in 1989, and what the city felt their channel was since then. Now, keep in mind, this has not been dredged. This has not been dredged since 1989. So the fact that the city just shows a channel on paper really is of no significance. When you start to mark that proposed channel without commission permit, that becomes an issue or a problem to explain. So if you don't mind, I'm going to read this addendum real quickly just for the record and for the public, because this is new information, and hopefully it summarizes and answers the questions that have been raised. Since the mailing of the evaluation, additional information has been received and reviewed pertaining to the previously permitted footprint of the municipal channel in Keeling's Drain. According to commission records, the Eastern Branch municipal channel was permitted for dredging in January of 1986, with the actual dredging occurring around 1989. Unfortunately, the records of this permit do not actually contain specific locations or coordinates for the channel. Staff contacted Waterway Surveys and Engineering to see if they had the original records, specifically regarding any channel marker or footprint coordinates. Waterway was able to provide a drawing of the permitted channel footprint in the Keeling's Drain section. However, this footprint is different than the city's depiction of the channel in their recent application. In staff's opinion, this discrepancy does not prevent the commission from acting on the application request, but it does raise a question of how the existing channel markers to the south, these two here, 1B and 2B, were installed without commission approval. It appears that the city's representation of the municipal channel in this area is incorrect. However, other than the existing markers, there is no other additional violation, as the channel has not been dredged since 1989. In light of the new information, staff continues to support the city's request to install the two new markers here, 1EB and 1A, for increased navigational safety, but recommends that the approval be conditioned so that the city immediately remove the unapproved markers or submit an after-the-fact application to retain them in their current coordinates. Such a new application must include the specific coordinates and footprint of the channel as originally permitted in 1986, and such an application would undergo a full public and agency interest review. So I'll be glad to try and answer any questions. The city is here today, and the leaseholder is here today.
Questions from the commission, Mr. Ballard.
Can you point out again exactly which markers we're recommending remain and which be removed or applied for an after-the-fact permit?
Kathy, can you light one more time? This marker here, 1EB and 1A, which are outside of the existing lease by Mr. Donnie, held by Mr. Edwards. These two have already been deleted from the proposal. These two are existing. They are also outside of the existing lease, but we do not have any permit records for those to be installed, nor were they within the original footprint of the channel that was permitted in 86. Had they been within the original footprint, we would not have questioned their existence. And again, this information just came to us at the end of last week after the evaluation was prepared, and it took a lot of trying to match and coordinate old drawings. I'll go a step further just to show you. This is an older drawing from 1989 from Waterways. I think the city and or our engineering department could probably match all of these up and get coordinates. But in our box file, which is a very huge and large document that went back and forth between the commission over a period of 5 years, this is the only drawing that we had that showed where the Eastern Branch of the Glen Haven permit. Okay. Now, where this channel that's denoted by the yellow line, we have some ideas in working with the city over the past years where it originated. The issue so much isn't so much where it is on their plans, although we think it's incorrect in comparison to the old permit. But we do not feel it's any type of violation because it's never been dredged.
Sure.
It's just been marked at a location here which needs approval or either needs to be removed.
Yeah, for the markers.
Lights?
Yes, please. I'll leave this up unless you want to see another slide and see here.
Questions, more questions from the commission. Mr. Neal.
So we have a situation where we have leased bottom through a permitted channel.
We have that in several locations. There are several locations there are leased areas that a municipal channel overlaps. Yes, sir.
So
in this particular case.
So now we're worried about two buoy markers. And then we're going to have to deal with this when the city actually wants to dredge. That's going to be a much bigger issue. We're going to be talking about dredging through a lease.
Not just this lease, but probably several.
This is a mess. Not so much what we're dealing with today, but it's a mess.
I would concur that we will have challenges down the road.
But just to summarize, in its simplest form, this is just a request for two channel markers.
Yeah, today's issue is not a big deal, but it's a mess. I mean, if you think the leaseholder is objecting now, wait until the city plans to dredge the channel.
Are there other questions from the commission?
I'd just like to know, where's the spool site for this dredging operation from 1986, or is there one?
1986?
Yes, isn't that when it was, 89, you said it was permitted?
I would have to go back and review that. I'm sorry, I don't have that information.
Just curiosity. Okay.
Any other questions from the commission? The city is represented.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, commissioners.
Good morning.
Please.
Hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Please state your name for the record.
Good morning. I'm Phil Roars with the City Department of Public Works, here with Dan Adams, who heads up our coastal section. First, to answer Mr. Tankard's question, the dredge material from 1989 went into the upper Wolfsmere House borrow pit on the south side of what was then Route 44. It was a borrow pit dug to build Route 44, and we've since reclaimed that property tie ground now.
Okay. Thank
you. That's where that went. We're of course pleased with staff's recommendation, but we understand there are a lot of questions, and I'm going to risk trying to provide a little explanation about all these lines on this map. And it's definitional, or you know, we got an attorney up there and great staff to help us through this, but there's some words that mean things that are being said that maybe we need to take pause of. So we had a channel that was permitted in 1986, and we dredged it in 1989. That permit expired for no other reason in 1996 for the 10-year max, so probably even expired prior to that. In our minds, the right to dredge and the existence then, therefore, of that channel evaporated. We didn't have the right to dredge the bottom. There is no dotted line actually on the bottom out there. And so from that day forward, we've been chasing deep water through this very dynamic shoal field that we call Keeling's Drain. It's a drain of the upper estuary, and the deep water migrates constantly. So there's some lines on there on our current drawing. There's some lines from a previous drawing that we prepared. There's the old 1986 alignment. Those all have valid definitional reasons of why those lines are there. We currently draw the lines on our current application to be where we see the deepest water, the widest path through the deepest water. So rather than try to chase this shoal that moves constantly, our tactic has been to chase the deep water, because there's almost always deep enough water. The estuary behind it wants to blow out a channel and maintain a channel. It just moves. So these two mysterious day markers, 1B and 2B, that we certainly agree to apply for after the fact, they bear no relation to the 1986 alignment that was permitted by this body. At the time those two day markers were installed, that permit had then expired. No longer valid. We perhaps incorrectly, and this is something I hope to work out with staff and maybe get some help from your council, we had been working directly with the Coast Guard. These aids to navigation by the Coast Guard are considered private aids to navigation. We, the City of Virginia Beach, are the owners of these private aids of navigation. When we moved 1B and 2B, whenever that was, we coordinated directly with the Coast Guard. We gave them a map, showed them where the current deep water was, where the existing bay markers were, and said, hey, we'd like to move them here. They approved it. I'm not sure of the legal definition. I think they gave us license to do that. We failed to come to the commission. We weren't dredging. We were moving bay markers to chase deep water. So this is the issue I think I'd like to get to the bottom of. once you've permitted a channel and that permit has expired, we didn't violate anything, everything went good. 8 years later, the water moves, the deep water moves. Do we come back to you to seek permission to relocate those day markers, go through a public interest review? You have leaseholders. Maybe that is the way we have to go. Maybe statutorily, regulatorily, we have to go that way. I'm here to tell you, for decades, we've been coordinating solely with the Coast Guard. Once we install a day marker, with or without your permission, we coordinate with them if there's any relocations necessary. So that's a part of this confusing issue with all these lines on the map, is we never came and asked you. We thought we were doing the right thing, coordinating with the Coast Guard. We'll atone however we have to after the fact. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
There might be a couple.
Okay.
Questions to the commission?
How many times do you think you've moved these day markers?
Well, these aren't the only ones we've moved. I'm here to admit. On the downstream reach of the western branch is a similar shoal field. We call it Church Point. Probably has other names. Similarly, the deep water has moved, and we've chased it and coordinated with the Coast Guard each and every time. Crab Creek, the entrance to the municipal and state boat ramp that you all helped us build, the access channel of that shoals within months of the time we dredge it annually, and we're constantly moving those buoys to guide mariners through the safest water we can find. We have not been coordinating with you on all those, and it probably added to me more than 10 events where we've moved day markers at least, if not 20. Those don't come under our office. I'm not claiming innocence. I'm aware of what was going on, but it's a whole other branch of our department that actually manages the maintenance of our installed markers.
Other questions from the commission? I have one.
Sure.
Or maybe two. All right. We now know what was, and now we have a fairly good idea of what will need to be in the future to one degree or another. Let's talk about where we're at today, which is these two markers here that are just outside of Mr. Edwards' lease. Why does the city wish to put them there?
There is clearly a hazard to navigation in the old alignment that's currently marked. And we need to install these new markers to guide boaters away from that shoaled location. We received a number of complaints. As you all probably know, we have thousands of registered boats in the city of Virginia Beach. Okay. It's over 10,000. This particular focus point in our eastern branch serves a 5.5 mile long channel that extends south all the way to Virginia Beach Boulevard and is surrounded on both sides by developed waterfront residential boaters. And they have been calling us and saying, hey, there's 2 foot of water in your marked channel. I've got a 45-foot boat. Please fix this.
We hear from some of them as well.
Of course. So that is why we're doing it today, is to, again, seek the deepest water. We're not proposing to dredge today. We do have a project in the future for the eastern branch. And yet another set of lines is going to appear on this map. And that will be at the time, where is the deepest water? And our 60-foot channel request footprint would be superimposed on that, and it may involve dredging on Mr. Edwards' lease or maybe dredging to the east. Maybe we'll be lucky and there'll be an 80-foot wide path through there during that time. We won't even propose to dredge in this area.
So, for the record, these channel markers are for boater safety.
Yes, sir. That's the sole purpose.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
Can you describe any impacts to the bottom on the channel markers? How are they weighted down?
Well, these are square concrete blocks, and I would be guessing, but I think they're 12 by 12 and maybe 20 by 20 inch square concrete block anchors.
Okay. There's a cross section there of the sample, just the weighted.
And that's not dimensioned. Again, as I mentioned, there's another whole branch of our department, our operations division that manages our markings. They have a stockpile of buoys, shoal buoys. They will often go out and place a shoal buoy, kind of perhaps even without coordinating with the Coast Guard, when we know there's a hazard. We feel it's our responsibility to alert people.
Any other questions from the commission?
Phil, is there anybody else you wish to testify on this matter?
No, thank you. But Dan Adams is here with me. If questions arise from Mr. Edwards' testimony, we'd be happy to rebut.
Okay. Mr. Edwards, before you start, let me swear you in. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record, please.
Donald Edwards.
Mr. Edwards.
All right. How y'all doing today?
All right.
Nobody wants anybody running around on these soft, sandy shoals, and nobody, you know, these are my friends and neighbors and all that. We're not trying to inhibit safe navigation. I've spent half my adult life on a boat. Okay, I'm licensed in two departments. I know about this stuff more than I know about growing the oysters. But what we got here, can you put back on? Let's start with a survey, because this is not a lawful survey. Down here, let's.
Hey, Justin, do you have the pointer?
For one, we got Mr. Roars.
Mr. Edwards, we audio tape all the meetings for the record here.
Oh, good. I'll stay right here. All right. So what? One. This thing is so convoluted. I don't even know where to start. I guess we start with public records because there aren't any on this, and there should be, and that's why we've got again this morning. I mean, what's on the agenda today? And here's the bone I'm going to throw you. What's on the agenda is application number 161273. Except, and that's kind of what that's showing, except then they sent me a revised edition where they only want to put in the two markers, which then we find out this morning they've already put in and didn't ask anybody they were going to put them in. This survey, which is not a lawful survey, talks about is supposedly conducted by this guy, John D. Roberts, on June 29th. That's at the bottom left there. Except on June 29th, Mr. Roberts was doing a hydrographic survey of Rudy Inlet. I mean, the city told me yesterday, I asked for that survey, and they didn't produce it. They gave me something from the other. So I don't even know. I have no idea where this information came from. Mr. Roars pointed out, he's talking about day markers. Well, 1B is that's a can. 2B is a none. These guys, they haven't a clue about navigation. This channel, can you slide this over this way just a little bit? Because that's not the full survey. No, back to that one. Did you cut off this end here where their channel, where they think their channel ties in on the wrong side of a red green? They don't even, this channel that they put in here where they think their channel is doesn't even follow the rules of the road. I mean, it's, yeah.
It's wrong.
Right. So does anybody up there pass the rules of the road? Anybody? Who's the expert? Who's nominating as the expert? Captain Bull?
Mr. Edwards. Can we get to the point of how this impacts your lease?
All right, so it's a channel is not about the markers. Who cares about the markers? The channel is about the channel. You know, we mark our oyster ground on the corners, but it's about the oyster ground. It's about the body. And what the city's trying to do is inversely condemn half that oyster lease. I don't even know why y'all are entertaining it, because you can't do that. I mean, but we don't. We have an unlawful survey. We've got false information on it that they've submitted to VMRC. I don't have a problem with what y'all are doing up here or what Mr. Worrell's done, but the city has a history of putting false information in documents. And so my problem here isn't, I don't care if boat traffic goes across my lease, but when you designate that part of my lease for the boat traffic to go across, how am I supposed to work that lease? You know, I mean, so my point was, you know, the charts in this area have never, ever, ever, ever been right. Okay, so So where's this pointer thing?
Will you point to where they think their existing channel is? Back when they brought this proposal to you,
right,
the channel was already abandoned, okay? They've abandoned this channel on and off since I've been a little boy, okay? They just pull markers, and I know the man says, right, so there was this little dog leg here, up there, where Justin's pointing. Dang, when they came to you with this proposal, those markers were gone. They've been gone. I mean, the charts, the NOAA charts, that the Coast Guard corrects to the local notice of mariners, is telling you that there's still markers there. And they're telling you there's markers down where they got one. There's, I pulled the chart, but I mean, it's, you know, the city is not.
Lights, please.
The city is not maintaining their channels. So what I'm saying is, why even mark them? I mean, if you took a chart in the Lynn Haven right now and you got out of the federal channel into the municipal channels, charts are all wrong. They're all wrong because they're abandoning these channels constantly. And so in 2009, this is a lawful survey. It came from your engineering department. Those guys are squared away. They follow the book. And when we leased this, the city had abandoned Lynn Haven River 1, okay, was gone. Lynn Haven 1 and Lynn Haven 3 standing by itself does not make a channel. So we leased it, okay? They've since put that marker back up, lost it, put it back up. As far as the Coast Guard is concerned, that marker was destroyed in February of 2015. Go out there today, it's up there. You know, so they can't produce their permits from the Coast Guard. That should hopefully arrive today, but I mean, they can't produce this John Roberts survey of this area. Their channel, where they think their channel is, doesn't follow the rules of the road. You don't go up to a red-green and go around it. You know, it's a red-green. It's red on one side, green on the other. So my point is, just pull them. Nobody needs them. Local knowledge. I mean, the river's never been marked properly. And I see your concerns about coming up. Don't worry, I'm the only one that leases a channel. And I'm not a bad guy. I'm not trying to get something from these people. I just want them to leave me alone so I can grow some oysters. And that's why I haven't, until now, said anything about the inverse condemnation of this upper part of my lease to where they are trespassing on my lease with their channel. Because the channel's not about...
Hold on a second. Would you explain that from your thinking a little bit more clearly? And an inverse condemnation?
Well,
in what
I don't.
Way?
Man, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, but I do know that I think in your code section, who's you? Mm-hmm. 28.2.628.
Yep.
All right, condemnation of oyster bottoms and grounds. Tell me when you get there.
I'm there.
All right. Line 42.
I don't have lines, but...
All right. So, B, probably section B. Second paragraph.
Okay.
The Department of Conservation and Recreation. Are they here?
No.
Okay. They have the same right of eminent domain against the same properties as previously described, where the purpose of the condemnation is to provide for a navigational improvement benefiting the Commonwealth and not limited to purposes of any particular locality. Okay, so when you mark a channel going across an oyster lease, what is an oyster lease? It's the bottom. You know, it's not the corners. So these buoys and, you know, that they want to set down here, that's fine. That doesn't bother me. It's the fact that they're taking... Now, making that oyster ground no longer, I can't work in a channel. How am I supposed to work in a channel? If you're telling people this is a channel, that you can safely navigate this channel, how am I supposed to be in there running? Y'all got a long line of these cages now, buoys on either ends and all that mess. How am I supposed to get out there and work if now the city's directing all the traffic across there? I mean, I can't see how you can do that. I don't see why you're even entertaining this, because it's the channel. It's not the markers. You put the markers. You see what I'm saying? Y'all understand that? All right. So, no. All right. The bone I want to throw you then is this: the public didn't have proper notification of this, because what you're presenting is proposed. I don't even know what you're presenting. Is it the revised edition? Is it the original application which is on the agenda? Or is it this, whatever you said this morning, that the city's done, gone out and marked it anyway and didn't ask anybody, and that you don't have the records on the channel, you don't know where the channel is, so you technically, really, you haven't permitted any channel. And that channel, by the way, was abandoned. There was no channel there.
Mr. Edwards, at the risk of interrupting your flow of thought here, could we ask Justin to jump in here and provide some clarity, and then we'll get back and you can continue?
Sure.
That would be very helpful. Thank you, sir.
Sit down.
No need to sit down.
All right, I'll stand.
I think it'll only take Justin a minute or two.
I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, let me slide.
I can tell you're worked up.
Yeah, I know. I stay worked up, especially with this daggone city of mine.
Okay, originally, when the application came in August, it included what they believed were 6 new channel markers. They quickly determined, hey, these already existed. We didn't question their existing location because it was shown in what they call the municipal channel. These were the 4 new channel markers, 2 of which were actually on Mr. Edwards' lease. Mr. Edwards, when he protested, we took it back to the city. The city said, we don't technically need them if we can still guide people in that direction. As far as the public interest review goes and the agency interest review goes, we notified about 12 residential property owners in this particular area. I think also the legal owner of Humes Island, however the city recognizes them. We didn't receive any response from anyone. That included a news advertisement. And we also received approvals from the Coast Guard and the Corps of Engineers. Okay. So today, again, the only 2 that are being requested for permitting are these 2 that are indicated by proposed. These 2 were existing before and, to my knowledge, are still existing. These 2 with X's have been deleted from the proposal. So since the application has been received, no markers have been installed to our knowledge. Okay. That's the best I can do.
So 1B and 2B, which that doesn't even sound right. Hang on. Because I think they're not even marked like that. I think they're – let me check that out real quick. I don't have a problem with starting a channel down there, but when you're going to put this other set in, this other gate, then, you know, I got, so right now that's 2A and 1A. Okay. So that's what they put there sometime in the last however long. Cause again, when you know the channel's not right, you don't really pay attention to the city's markers. As soon as you get out of the federal channel, the charts have never, ever been right. I've been correcting charts for 10 years. They're wrong. So we got a problem with the Coast Guard. We got a problem with their notification. So if their concern is safety, then they need to start calling Sector Hampton Roads and saying we've got a discrepancy that we need to report.
Mr. Edwards, let's try to focus on the issue at hand, then I'll ask this question, and then let's see how it goes from there. The proposed 2 markers, how do they impact your lease, and why do you think that those markers are a detriment to your lease?
Again, which proposal are we talking about? Are we talking about the one that's on the agenda, the original proposal, or are we talking about the proposal that I got a couple, 3-4 weeks ago after that original application went out to the public, and then they weren't notified that it's changed because it didn't say revised on it? Or are we talking about, I have no idea what we're talking about this morning, because apparently there's no public records available. Apparently, they aren't keeping their records. Apparently, they don't even know where their channel's supposed to be. So I don't know. Are we talking about 1A and 2A, which are now, which are noted here, 1B and 2B?
See, up there.
See, okay.
Mr. Edwards, up there are the words proposed.
This one right here.
Okay.
This one right here proposed. That's it.
Okay, that is, I've never seen that proposal. Let me show you what the last one I got was. So, and that's your bone. Just be done with it. But I wasn't even notified of that. So that when did that come up? This morning?
No, they were.
See, I've got, okay, one Eastern Branch, one Alpha, and then 1B and 2B, which is currently 1 Alpha and 2 Alpha, which I don't have a problem with the way they mark right now because that's where the channel starts. Those other two markers, what they do, okay, so those are cans. And that means that the traffic is going to go to the right of them. And that means that that channel, I think, is proposed 100 feet wide. They're making a channel in my on my lease. The reason engineering leased it the way they did was because the channel didn't exist. It was abandoned. And they left. They said, you know, though, but boat traffic, you don't want to be working out boat traffic, Donnie. Why don't we not lease this over here? And that way, they'll be out of your way. Because that's where the channel was at one time and probably is proposed. But, you know, who knows? This was like 6-7 years ago. So I just have a problem with the city. And look how they... This isn't even a survey. Can y'all?
Mr. Edwards, I'm trying desperately to get you to stay on point.
All right.
Those two proposed markers, how do they impact
they
your lease?
They create a 100-foot-wide channel to the right, which is going straight across my oyster lease, which means I can't use it.
Why can you not use it?
Are you telling me I can put cages all along the bottom, and I can be out there working in a navigable channel? No, I can't.
Do you have cages out there now?
Does it matter?
No, I'm just asking.
Okay. So the Coast Guard says I can't be working in that channel, right? And there's a Coast Guard channel. Y'all are trying to give them permission to put a channel across the oyster bottom. You can't do it. Why are you even trying? That's the part I can't understand.
Okay, I think we understand your concern with these two proposed marker locations. Is there anything else that we need to know about your objections to these two proposed markers?
Yeah, it's a potential civil rights violation is what it is. So just so you know, I'm not happy about it.
In what way?
And ask your counsel. Is that all? You got anybody else got any questions for me?
We throw it out to the rest of the commission. Mr. Yeah. Pankard.
So are you an aquaculturist today, and do you have cages in other locations?
Yes,
or cages
I have cages
in this
on
location?
This lease. Yes.
You have cages along this lease?
On this lease. On lease 18764.
And so the channel that they're proposing will go across those cages?
Not currently.
Other questions from the commission?
But doesn't really matter.
Mr. France.
Mine would be to counsel. And my question would be, how will this, with Coast Guard regulations, affect him? If a channel is put, if these two markers define a channel that goes across his oyster ground and mm-hmm. directs traffic across his oyster ground where he's working with leases, mm-hmm. then with Coast Guard regulations, he can't work it, can he?
Frankly, I'm not familiar with Coast Guard regulations. I will note that, I mean, the leases do not guarantee a person an absence of boat traffic on their lease. I mean, that's...
But we're talking something totally different because it's not... The boats go across it all the time. That's fine. But if I'm working there, they're going to dodge me. You know what I mean? This is the city not maintaining their channel.
Hold tight. Are there other questions from the commission of Mr. Edwards?
Yes, I have one more follow-up question.
Mr. Packard.
So would you say that the city is depicting the deepest water with these buoys?
Not even. And 1B and 2B, which is actually 1 Alpha and 2 Alpha, that's the same depth once you hit those buoys. I mean, it's the same depth as the dog leg. I mean, they're not gaining anything with this. They're not gaining anything with this channel except to teach Donnie Edwards a lesson. Because I've got, they're under investigation right now by the Virginia Beach Commonwealth's attorney dealing with this oyster business. I mean, it's been going on for 3 or 4 months now. It's a really crying shame that I go and ask questions and then the city, do you see where it says oyster lease number and Donald J. Edwards? That's not how VMRC talks about leases.
They use the first name on, this lease should be identified on their paperwork as William Dravis, okay? Because that's how y'all do leases. This is, that's just a minor thing, them singling me out. But yes, that, the problem here is it doesn't gain them anything. So you see where that, help me with this, here, yeah. This thing? All right, you see, all right, this is, nice man lives here, this is old Miller's property, and this guy, new guy bought it, apparently it's pretty cool. There's a house there, there's a house over here, there's a little channel going back in the neighborhood right there, right? Okay, and so all the boat traffic that's going that way is going up in there. This channel, they still have to cross the shallow bottom to get where they're going. Down here, this is all showing up all back down in there too. I mean, this isn't, but we don't have the hydrographic survey because either they didn't actually perform one, or they're withholding that from me, violating my civil rights because I asked for it 5 days ago. So it's, and so they provided BMRC with inaccurate information, fraudulent information, and it appears that they just want to.
All right, Mr. Edwards, yes, sir? I'm sorry. Let's get done with the speculation and civil rights and whatnot, because this before us is a proposal to put two channel markers. Right. That doesn't have anything to do with anybody's civil rights at this point.
Well, it could.
Are there other questions for Mr. Edwards from the commission?
Yes, sir.
Give you a last chance to be really succinct about your objection to the placement of these two proposed markers. Succinct and to the point being the key words.
This is not a lawful survey, okay? And this is an inverse condemnation of a lawful lease that I have by making a, designating a channel across an area I'm trying to work.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? To this application. Mr. Roars, you got a couple minutes to rebut, but let's keep it close.
One comment, I think, to try and address Mr. France's question about leased activity, and maybe Mr. Stagg can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Mr. Edwards would still have the right to caged aquaculture, provided it was in a suitable depth and not a navigational hazard, even if there were a channel in that location.
Now, this doesn't have, does he have a water column lease or just an oyster lease?
It's an oyster ground lease.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really don't have much to add. I'm not gonna go point by point. Because it was said so many times, I just wanted to define what the survey is and testify for you today that what's represented on this map was gathered by professional staff at the City of Virginia Beach. They're licensed land surveyors. We have a hydrographic field party. We rely upon them to give us accurate data. That is, we took their data and included it in the application, which has been provided to Mr. Edwards. I'm not sure why he keeps saying it's an illegal survey. It was done by a subdivision of the Commonwealth by licensed professional surveyors. We have relied upon it and have cited these buoys in our best effort to guide mariners through the deepest water in this cut. With that, if there were any questions that came to mind as a result of the protester, I'd be happy to address them.
Any questions from the commission, Mr. Roars, with the latest testimony? Mr. Ballard.
This may be a question for staff, but I'm curious if you have any knowledge of it. You're working in conjunction with the Coast Guard, so when you place what I'm terming navigational aids, is that delineating any form of Coast Guard channel, or are they in agreement with this and then calling this an official channel?
I'm not sure, and I'd encourage anyone who's more knowledgeable about this than me to speak up too, but these are not federal channels. And as I said before, in the absence of a permit to maintain the channel, they're not really a channel. It's the deepest natural water that we are attempting to mark to guide mariners through. The existence of a nav aid approved by the Coast Guard might well create a legal circumstance in that that is an approved, marked channel. Therefore, you must follow the rules of the road and act in accordance
accordance with Coast Guard regulations. I think that's different than it being a Coast Guard channel. It's just purely a policing matter, or whether you have the right equipment, licensure, and so forth.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
So it is your observation and that of your staff that this is the naturally occurring deepest water at this moment?
At this moment, and I'm glad you put that qualifier on. And in fact, I'm going to moreover qualify at the moment of that survey. We made this application in August. I'm quite certain it's slightly different out there today. We've had two major weather events, and those type of events that flood our estuary tend to migrate this channel. And that's, again, why we'd like to find some way to have some process that we're all comfortable with so that we can address these in a more timely fashion.
Mr. Tankard.
And as a follow-up, you would testify that this area is known in Virginia Beach, known to your staff, known to you as an area of fluctuation over many years. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Frantz.
I'll ask you this question, and staff might have the answer if you don't. But how deep is this water in this deepest part?
I'd have to study the map, but I did look at the map long ago as we prepared this application. The deepest part, 6-8 feet in this area. There's a couple of spot elevations where you'll get that deep. We normally look at it in the inverse. What's the shallowest? If we guide boaters this way, what's the shallowest we're going to guide them over? And that's closer to 4.5-5 feet as of this survey. It's clearly different today. Or one would presume it would be different today. Identical by frequent circumstances. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Edwards, I'm going to break from tradition here and give you a minute or two here just for the new points.
He asked if anybody knew more about Coast Guard channels than
just for the new points.
I think that's me.
All right.
These channels are on the NOAA chart, 12-222 and 12-258 maybe, had them printed. They must be permitted by the United States Coast Guard. There's an application process and all that. We're still waiting for the city to produce them, but they were permitted at one time. These are navigable channels. They must meet the requirements of federal law for navigation. So these channels are, yes, they're maintained municipal channels, but they're on the NOAA chart. They're on the chart, and the charts have never been right because the city doesn't maintain them, moves markers all the time, and it is more unsafe for the public to allow the city of Virginia Beach to mismaintain municipal channels than it is to just say, hey guys, there's some shoals here and there, you'll find them, proceed slow, local knowledge. And that's what it's about.
Okay, at the risk of opening a Pandora's box, Mr. Edwards, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you agree with the previous testimony that this area fluctuates from 4 to 8 feet in depth? Would you say your knowledge of that lease is...
That's a lot of fluctuation. Not even close. However...
You think it's more shallow?
No. There's some water in there. There's some water from bank to bank, pretty much. I mean, even these oyster sanctuaries in here... Oyster sanctuaries, there are no oysters there. These are real deep, but that's how a channel works.
I asked Mr. Edwards for a question. If it is indeed true that the depth in this area is 4 to 8 feet, mm-hmm. would you ever contemplate putting cages and growing oysters in cages?
Does that matter?
Well,
would I contemplate what I want to do with my leased oyster ground?
Mr. Yes, Edwards, you argued that this
is... I'm obviously contemplating growing oysters there, sir. Am I not?
Are you contemplating growing oysters in cages there?
Of course. That's the only thing you can do in that area.
All right. That's surprising because over the summer I heard repeatedly from the aquaculture industry in the Lynn Haven River system here that they do not want to be pushed offshore. It is more difficult to raise oysters in cages in deeper water.
But when you don't have anything else... Y'all are here trying to take the little bit I got, man.
I thought you said that you had cages on this lease in shallower water.
Absolutely. But what do these questions have to do with the city of Virginia Beach putting a navigable channel across my oyster lease, which is something that is prohibited by code for you guys to do.
All right. Any other questions from the commission to Mr. Edwards?
One last thing with this survey. This is a lawful survey. It has a seal on it. It was done by survey methods. Your survey, your engineers did it. This is not, and this is inaccurate. This is for internal use only. That's the bottom thing. It says, yet it goes out to the public.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Before we discuss, let me ask Mr. Hulk here to give his legal interpretation of the issues at hand before the commission. Mr. Hulk.
Well, the only question really is the reasonableness of placing these markers out in this area. With regard to navigation issues, again, I'm not aware of anything, although I will, again, disclaim any knowledge of Coast Guard regulations, but again, I'm not aware of anything that would prevent Mr.
Edwards,
thank you, of placing cages out here so long as they're not a hazard to navigation. And again, that's true regardless of whether it's in an area where boating traffic is prevalent or not. With regards to the inverse condemnation claims, just so you know what that is, inverse condemnation is a taking where the government doesn't actually pay reasonable value for the land in advance like they do in a regular condemnation action, so a person has to go in and sue them for it. That's really not before us, and we don't have jurisdiction to consider any such claim. They would have to go to court with the city, or Mr. Edwards have to go to court with the city over that if he claims that his land was taken in this manner. I think that's about it, really, unless you all have any questions for me.
That's a good way to start. Is there questions of Mr. Hall from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
By the city placing navigational aids, is that, and they are Coast Guard approved navigational aids, is that creating any kind of federal channel, or is it simply a navigational aid?
Again, I'm not familiar with Coast Guard regulations, so I don't know for sure. I don't think so. I don't think, well, at least not with regards to the kind of channel that is discussed in state code. So those are actually congressionally approved navigation projects where they're, you know, spending money to dredge a channel. That's definitely not that. But with regard to, you know, anything else, I frankly don't know.
Discussion amongst the commission. Mr. Zedrin.
I understand where Mr. Edwards is coming from with the lease. You know, just like any other, it's just like the landowners that bought the land over at Lynn Haven, and they thought that they objected to these watermen coming up close to their land because they're paying $1 million for houses and stuff like that. So land leases and land ownership is a very important issue to everyone. But being a charter captain myself, I applaud what the city of Virginia Beach is doing because, I go out of Oregon Inlet, Hatteras, and even Wachapri. If you follow the channel markers in Wachapri, you will be on the ground. And it was a 65-foot Viking that ran aground because he was taking safe haven from the storm by following the channel markers. So it's very important for people like me that have a boat, for guys like this from Virginia Beach to get out there yesterday and put navigational aids so we don't run aground. And especially if you go there at nighttime when you're trying to find that channel and you've never been in it before. So I applaud what they're doing. It's a difficult job. The Oregon Inlet, between Hatteras and Oregon Inlet, that channel changes within the day. There's no way of getting permits or this, or and even if you got a permit, it wouldn't be that way when you went back out there to do it the next day. So I think we need to be cognizant of what the public safety is all about. And I think that's what these two guys from Virginia Beach is all about, is trying to get those things marked. And specifically as to the issue at hand, how does those day markers affect his shellfish operation differently than if they weren't there? And I think the discussion has been that boats have a right to go over his shellfish ground. And the fact that the two day markers there to keep people from going to where the waters, their land shoaled up, just keeps them from going up on the sand. That's all. And so I can understand his point of view that more people are going to go that, but he's talking about local knowledge. If the locals know that it's sand up there and they can't go, they're going to be directed by their own knowledge to go over his thing. But it's more than the locals. It's people that are coming from everywhere. They need to know where that shoals is. And if it happens to put a little bit more traffic across his lease, then that's something, an issue that he and the Virginia Beach need to take care of. But where our job is to protect the public. And I think that the city has done a minimal impact to his lease. And I would support the staff recommendation.
Mr. Frantz.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, if he's got in this channel area anywhere from 4 to 6 feet of water, if we put cage, if he wants to put cages there, how can that cage be a foot or 18 inches?
12.
We're making it 2.5 feet, 4 foot of water there. How much is in the previous channel right now that we already have? And will he ever be able to work this lease if he has cages on it, if a channel is made over it? Because with the enormous amount of boat traffic in the Lynn Haven, I don't see how anybody could work a cage lease in this area if a channel is put across it.
Mr. Neal.
I'm basically where Mr. Zedron is. Safety is I mean, nothing trumps safety. I mean, that's it. And I run in my boat up in Lynn Haven. I want the deepest water marked, period. And so we need to have, for boater safety, we need to have the deep water marked correctly. And I've run that Eastern Shore, too, and that's scary over there. And so I don't even see how this is an issue. I mean, mark the deep water. That's what we should do. We should have done. We should continue to do. And that's why we have channel markers, is to let boaters know where the deep water is, to keep us out of harm's way. And that's what they're trying to do.
Mr. Ballard.
I tend to agree with Mr. Zedron and Mr. Neal. I do have a little hesitation because I'm envisioning crews of people standing in the water working oyster cages waist high, and all of a sudden we're putting a highway basically over that area. So in safety, I think it's also important to think about the people working on the water. And I know when I take my boat and I get in a channel, all of a sudden it becomes, okay, I'm on the highway, I can go fast, I know it's main water, but we will have an issue there. At the same time, I do believe it's appropriate to mark deep water. I do feel for the protestant in this case, though, and that he's going to have to look out and make sure that the boaters flying by him while he's trying to work his oyster cages see him in the water as he's trying to work them. So it's something to consider.
Mr. Seifer.
I think, that the staff in Virginia Beach showed a effort to work with Mr. Edwards when they removed the other two buoy markers, because when they started off with four, that would really align a channel across his oyster reef. By removing the bottom two, we only end up marking the shoal area up there. So I think that was an effort of compromise by the staff in Virginia Beach, and it didn't create that specific channel that Mr. Edwards seems to focus in on. So I think that's another plus.
Any other discussion? Mr. Packard.
You know, I certainly sympathize with Mr. Edwards. You know, you have a lease, and you'd like to be able to enjoy the full extent of that lease. However, you know, we testified today, we heard testimony today. This is an area that's known to shoal, known to change its channel. You know, cages aren't for every place, you know, and if you just have a shelling the bottom, I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem at all. But I think this is sort of a, what we're seeing here is an example of that. The cages have particular areas that they can be done well. And we knew that from the beginning. We knew that cages couldn't exist on every leased bottom that the state has. I think that this is an example of that, unfortunately. But again, everyone has known that this is a shoaling area. It's an area of transition. You know, and again, you two folks spoke about the Eastern Shore. I would say half the channel markers and channels on the Eastern Shore are irrelevant. Nobody pays attention to them at all. Watch Prig is actually our nicest marked channel on the Eastern Shore. Try going in and out of Oyster, you know. Sometimes we can't get around Mother Nature at the end of the day. So, and that's what we've got here, Mother Nature imposing her will, and we're doing the best we can for public safety as a result.
Commission operates on motions.
And I will move to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Zedron. Justin?
The original staff recommendation did not include the condition regarding the existing markers, so we'd like some direction from the commission.
My motion is to accept staff's modified recommendation as your final statement.
Second.
Are we all clear on the motion? Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Markers are approved.